Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I just want to tell you that I am enjoying my live. I haven't caught you live in so long.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to you.
So, look, I did pull it up, and I was thinking the same thing you said, because when you was like, best new artist, I was like, how, Sway? But
yeah,
she hasn't released an actual album. Everything that she's done has been EPs.
Oh, so she's technically a new artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
She technically is. So, but anyway, listen, you are like I watched a video earlier today when you were talking about Wendy and this and that, and it got me to thinking about how the reason why we won't be able to, we're not going to be able to get into Sherry Shepherd because Wendy has carved her lane. She's carved her lane, but you are carving your own lane. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like, I'm just always so excited when I get to talk about something and like I speak about you like you're a household name for me. You know what
wow,
I'm
thank
so
now, you.
All my friends and family, like when I'd be like, yeah, because Armand said this or you know what I'm saying? That's how you are for me. And
I
love Wendy the same way. You know what I'm saying? But enjoy your holiday. I'm just glad I caught you live tonight, and this was a really
what
good
you
show.
Cooking? What you cooking tonight or tomorrow? You cooking tonight or tomorrow?
My mama is cooking. I dropped the ham off just a couple hours ago.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm making me some banana pudding. That's all. The only thing I'm cooking because I'm trying to do it from scratch, child. I ain't never cooked it before, but we're gonna try it tomorrow. But
well,
yeah.
Good luck.
All right. Bye. All right. 4054, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Okay, so I wanted to speak on Kanye really quickly, and I'm happy you brought him up because I've been needing to get something off my chest. Like,
okay.
Excuse me, but I really do feel like Kanye West is a false prophet. I listened to his Drink Champs interview. He's extremely loquacious and very much so contradictory in his speech. He says things like...
You use a word that I do not know. Wait, hold on. What does loquacious mean? That sounds like somebody... That sounds like a black girl name from the hood.
Saying a lot to say nothing, basically. Saying a lot to say nothing. He's definitely one of those. I think when you really sit and listen to what he says, he contradicts himself so much. At one point... In the same interview, you'll hear Kanye West talking about how home is when Northwest FaceTimes him and then turn around and say that he just spent $60 million on a home. He sat in his Drink Champs interview and said, and I found it very interesting that no one talked about this, people getting upset with other people saying the N-word. And, of course, he was alluding to, I would assume, people kind of coming at the Kardashians for blackfishing, things of that nature. And he has the audacity to say, we don't own nothing but braids. We don't own nothing but the N-word. I got money. I can say what I want to say. And I'm sitting here like, you think you're some type of Jesus. He's really not for the culture. He said that Kim Kardashian paved the way for beauty in his Drink Champs interview. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Maybe for some white girls out there, but she's influenced. She didn't influence anything for anyone. Like, what are you talking about? So that's what I wanted to say about that.
I just like listening to you talk. Keep going. Get it off. Get it off. I said, I just like listening to you talk. Get it off, girl. I ain't going to stop you. Get it off.
No, I'm just like, man, this is ridiculous because like you just said, you talking all this stuff about stepping over people, but you have on $800 Balenciaga underwear.
Right.
Like, and there's nothing wrong
for
with
free.
That, but don't be hypocritical. For free. He's really not for the culture. He's really, if you really listen to Kanye West, I think that people have respect for him for what he's done for music, but his ideologies and perspectives really are not great as far as representing us as a people, and we have to be careful with him because he's trying to represent us in the White House. So we have to make sure that we're not supporting ignorance coming from him because people are looking at him as our spokesperson, and I don't attest to that because he don't speak for me.
Yeah, so what do you think – so who do you think he represents? Like, what does Kanye represent outside of music, do you
believe,
too?
I think that Kanye West is a typical black conservative, and I'm not going to get too deep into it because I don't like to get on platforms like this and really get into my own personal or political views, but just to sum it up, Kanye West is a typical conservative black person with money, and he's a very there's no such thing as racism. You have the same opportunities as everyone else mentality. And I think that he needs to properly educate himself. And people need to stop being so oblivious and blind to the fact that just because you like him and just because he uses big words and because he can talk and he speaks with swag, he's not saying anything. Kanye West is not saying anything at all. The other thing that I was going to say,
No, you wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm waiting for you.
Oh, sorry. My phone is messing up. Okay. Anyways, the other thing I was going to comment on was Sweetie. Sweetie is definitely benefiting from pretty girl privilege. I know that she thinks she doesn't because she still has to work hard, but Sweetie has no talent, and that's no offense to her. A person that has talent and maybe doesn't have the look, she has a look and no talent. So she has a better chance than someone who doesn't have a look, like Erica Banks, for example, but has talent. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
But you don't feel like Erica Banks has a look? Is it because she's dark-skinned?
I'm dark-skinned. Beautiful dark chocolate woman right here. And I don't agree. I'm not saying that at all. Here's my transparent perspective. I think that Erica Banks is a beautiful woman, regardless of what industry she's in. The thing about the shallow business, unfortunately, that she's a part of is that if you're going to step into a lane, you have to bring it all or nothing. She's not the type of look that she's carrying. All the other girls are doing it. The hair, the makeup, the lashes from here to Timbuktu, the nails from here to Mississippi, the fashion, the lace fronts, like that is what Sweetie, Nikki, Megan, that's what everybody's doing. So if you're going to step into that arena, you really got to bring it. Now, the reason I'm making that point is because on the other side of that, let's take a look at that one girl that does the mm-mm song with the natural, with the dreadlocks, right?
We would Callie, really she's cute. She's pretty. Like,
yeah, and but she's in her own lane. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to hold her look to the same standard as the girls that are taking, like, the Nikki route and doing
okay,
all of
I
that.
Feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
I get it. Because
she's in her own lane.
Because she's doing her own thing. She's doing her – she's got her own look. She's doing the natural hair. So you're not going to compare her to those girls. So if you're going – you're saying if she's going to – if Erica Banks is going to try to be like the Nikki's, the Cardi's, the Meg, she's want to give that bad B look, you're going to have to bring it all or nothing. Okay, I'm with you.
Exactly.
I got you.
And exactly. And I'm only analyzing that from how the business operates. Me personally, I don't believe that people are I think that people can be unattractive. I don't think you're ugly unless you have an ugly spirit. But that's my personal view. But, again, from a business perspective, if you're going to step into that lane, you're going to have to really, really bring it because she's getting eaten up in the looks category. I forgot what else you
were talking about. Tasha K, Will Smith. Who else was we talking about? Oh, Doja Cat.
Oh, yes. I think that Doja Cat is a great entertainer. Unfortunately, the whole Tiny Chat thing took off, and that I feel like threw a wrench in her career, which is really unfortunate. I am, however, excited to see where she goes from here. She's definitely worthy of those Grammy nominations. We'll see what happens with that. I also wanted to say that it makes sense that little Baby and Sweetie, the whole thing they got going on. A few days ago, I saw that he tweeted something about him being a father being his main obligation, and then we find out about this. Definitely makes a lot of sense. And
then Sweetie kept talking. She keeps hitting that, oh, I want a baby, I want a baby.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll see. And don't he have beef with Amigos? Like, didn't they get into it? I think that's just very messy. And they're all signed to the same label. But
well, ciao. Well,
last
thank you, girl. We're going
to
have to keep it pushing.
Mine. All right,
on
talk
what?
To you later.
Bye. Got to keep it moving. Sorry, babe. All right. 5385, you're live on the air.
Okay, what am
I just asked her all well. She's probably talking about the eat thing. Oh, thanks, boo. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. The Kanye thing, I totally agree with the last caller. I just find it funny that now he wants a family after. You know how when a guy is doing him and his girl isn't doing anything, and she's just at home with the kids. And now that he sees the girl with another guy that ain't him, now he wants his old thing back. That's what it's giving. And I don't want them back together because at this point, Kim dodged a bullet. And you said that the guy that Kim is dating is not her aesthetic. That's a lie because she was dating a couple of white guys back in the day. Nick Lachey was one. Hold on just a second.
I think Nick Lachey, black man, but yeah, she dated more black men than she, them white men did not last. You see, her aesthetic is who she had a baby with. She liked black.
Well, wouldn't you have a children with someone who's a billionaire?
Listen, okay. Black men made her famous.
Yeah, that is true. But, like, that could have been an aesthetic for a time. Now it's a different aesthetic. You see the sisters are dating all white guys. Most of them are. And maybe it's a new look for her. Maybe men are like J-Lo. She has to have a new one, a different one every season. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now she found a way to get out of it. He went on a couple of dates. And now it's like, okay, you ain't got nothing to say because now that I want to go date someone, whether it be for publicity or not, that's her own ulterior motive. He can't be upset about it. You know what I'm saying? Because he sat there and ranted about, oh, I know what I did wasn't right. Yeah, now it's not right. But when you were disrespecting her, even though you were separated, you still were married. And you went and you disrespected her with two other women, and they were both models. Now you don't see any of them with him because he was probably trying to make her jealous. Next topic.
Hold on. Before you start, somebody, Harley Quinn says, Erica Banks got, thank you for the super chat, baby. Erica Banks got to start brushing the white stuff off the tongue first and put lemon on them arms. Okay. Okay. And put lemon on the arm. Okay. What does lemon on the armpits do?
Because the armpits are dark, so it'll lighten it up. Who says that? Oh, my God. That was a read. Okay. Sorry. Oh, my
God. This is so stupid.
Why would you read that? Oh, my God. No, like
she paid to say that. Okay.
Oh. Okay. So next topic. The Sammy thing, you were totally wrong. A couple of the things that you said were incorrect. First of all, Nicki Minaj still follows Sembi. She's not going to follow her. That's not how she works. If she unfollows her, it will look like she's bitter and she's upset about it. And we all know Nicki Minaj was the one that told the other friend to rant about it so that the blogs could post it. Let's be very clear. Because what you said was that she didn't let Nicki Minaj know, and she did let Nicki Minaj know, and it was it was after Papa Bear's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't bring it up at the birthday. Why would you bring something up like her first baby, you know, her birthday, his birthday? Like, you would never bring something like that up. That's kind of messy.
You could. That's not messy. It's business. We're talking, girl. We're grown. This is a one-year-old party. One-year-old parties are like about adults.
Clearly she knows how Nicki Minaj is. You see what I'm saying? You wouldn't want to bring something like that up on his birthday. And then, but she did bring it up to Nicki Minaj, and Nicki Minaj knew. Now, the only reason that the friend even spoke was because she knew it was going to be, publicized, and she was actually hired the day that it was publicized. She was not hired prior to that. She was literally just hired. She submitted her application. Yes, Dr. Love did reach out to her because Sembi has a really good resume. She did the Selena Gomez Hulu show, and she also worked on Insecure, if you guys didn't know that. But, yeah, also Cardi has not met this lady. She hasn't spoken to her. Cardi had no idea who this lady was until, you know, we informed her about it. But, you know, that's not here nor there. Nicki Minaj was informed, and she was upset about it. And, you know, she cussed Sembi out. And Sembi was like, okay, that's how you feel. You can't understand my position. This is a big opportunity. It'll be her first movie, Paramount production movie. It would be like a peek in her life. And like you said earlier, Nicki Minaj isn't putting her in positions, correct? why didn't Nicki Minaj hire her to do her documentary?
Exactly.
She knows. Why didn't she hire her? Like, you know that she's worked on all these big, like, Insecure is a big show. Why wouldn't you hire your friend to produce your documentary? No, she went with the white guy. So that just shows you, even if you apply, Nicki will still pick somebody who's Emmy award winning over the friend. So she can't be upset if she let her know and went with Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Well, not necessarily with Cardi, but with Dr. Love, with, you know what I'm saying? She submitted her, and you let your friend know, and then you take the position. If your friend don't feel it, you already let her know. Oh, sorry, I got some tea. And then, you know what I'm saying? You do what you got to do. At the end of the day, Nicki Minaj is not paying her millions of dollars. This was an over $8 million contract. I'm not about to pass up that back over Nicki Minaj's feelings. She'll get over it. And it's not the first friend that Nicki has had since high school that she loses. If we recall, Candy was also one of her very close friends, and they stopped talking. And if we recall, she was in the club with Red Bull Noe a couple of months after. So that tells you a lot. And if you need the picture, I'll send it to you. Also, and Candy was very close to her. She was even at the when her and Kenneth were first together with Raleigh at that dinner, they were all together. Secondly, the Tasha K and Cardi thing. Okay, just an update. That was from November 22nd. So when Tasha, it's not new tea. Well, it's kind of new tea to the public. So from my understanding, is Tasha K's lawyer.
Girl, it's only November 24.
No. I mean, what was the week that Cardi? Sorry. What was the week that Cardi? Wasn't able to go to the court and she postponed it. It was from
November 9th.
Okay. So that was November 9th. They just put it on record for November 22nd. Mm. Why? Because it has to be on record. So then Cardi tweeted today, she already did what needed to be done. So just know that everything has been taken care of and it's going to be submitted. And, you know, Cardi's not that, like you said earlier, she just had a child. Let's be very clear. They will test you for anything like that. She just took her child. The child was sick, remember? Okay, sorry. If your kids are sick, you got to take them to the doctor. And then they did a couple of tests. Nothing came back. So I don't understand why it was her lawyers that put that out today to gain traction, if you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, I think they just wanted something to sound like it was in the favor of Tasha K. But it is on the docket too, because they just on the docket bird, they just updated it, so that's there. But I think the lawyers were putting that out to the press, so it can look like Tasha K. It's got some sort of win, or now everybody has to be ready because Tasha K. is going to see what Cardi B's business is, which is so sick and disgusting.
I mean, I just think it's rude and it's weird that she has to go take that kind of test, like she's taking a drug test. You know what I'm saying? Where
yeah.
they have to report her. It's very weird. Yeah. But, I mean, it is what it is. She's still going to lose. And she knows that that's the main piece of receipt that she can really lose on and lose the whole case over that. So that's why she really wants to, like, get – she just doesn't believe, like, she doesn't believe it because she's going to lose, because she knows she's going to lose because of that one statement she made without using allegedly.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to put you on pause. Let me keep it moving. Okay. Hold on real quick. Let me read this. Carla Scott says, Armand, I love you. I'm so ready for you to get the big reward God has for you. Me too. Why don't anyone in the industry tries to get Nicki and Cardi together? It's so tiresome. Her going out like this, causing millions to hate. Well, I feel like they have tried to get together. Cardi B has tried to get with Nicki numerous times, but Nicki has, like, done some shady things. And the biggest thing is, even if Nicki doesn't have the problem, she still gaslights her fans into trolling Cardi B and being disrespectful. So at some point, it's the fans, and Nicki kind of ignites them and supports the things that they do towards Cardi B. So at some point, it's never going to be done. And Nicki Minaj just can't get over the fact that Cardi B is in the space that she's in. Any girl that seems to be doing well, Nicki Minaj finds a way to dislike them. Doja Cat, I don't care what you guys say, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B. Any girl that's doing their thing, Nicki Minaj seemingly has a problem with. So it is what it is. Okay, 8685, you're live on the air.
Hey, Ramon, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Before I go off, can I just say you are serving not only commentary, but looks tonight.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I try a little bit.
All right, so I typed what I'm going to say,
okay.
So I don't take that long because I know a lot of people want to talk to you. I try to do
okay.
it at the same time, but like live streaming and going back and forth between notes and YouTube on my phone is like, I don't want to miss anything. So Will Smith, I'm not going to lie to you. At first, I was shook. Why? Because it's Will Smith. I didn't really expect that coming out of his mouth. But when you really think about it, it's very common. Like, I have friends who tell me the same thing. Like, when they go through their HOE phase, I don't know if I can say that.
No, you cannot. Don't say it. Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I spelled it out. When they go through that phase, and after the whole, like, freaking out medical-wise, they're like, oh, yeah, girl, it's not it. I don't want to even think about that. So, yeah, I think for me, it's just that it came out of Will Smith's mouth, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe because, like, he doesn't really put his business out there. That's what, like, kind of throws me off, and I'm like, oh, okay. All right, Will Smith. Kanye West, instead of talking, how about doing it? If you really want your family back, do something about it instead of talking. Show it. Show it with your actions. Now, you asked during the live stream, oh, like, why is Kim with Pete Davidson? I'm not surprised. Like,
okay.
I don't know. I feel like for her, it's a different type of guy. If you compare Pete Davidson to Kanye, I think they're two completely different people. So maybe
Absolutely.
For her, it's a fresh, it's like some air for her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe trying something new. Maybe that's why she's into him. And like, listen, Courtney's with Travis, Megan Fox is with Machine Gun Kelly. Nothing surprises me at this point. I saw it. I was like, I'm not surprised. All right. 2021. Doja Cat is a great entertainer. At first, when I started listening to her, I was like, oh, she's rap, you know, like her earlier stuff. But then over time, as her career grew, I do put her in the pop category. So when I hear that she is in other categories, like rap, all right. The other category from the AMA
R&B
that you talked about? No. What? Nah. I don't think so. I feel like you just put her in that category, everybody else loses, because I feel like these award shows are based on popularity. I feel like I'm not saying she doesn't deserve her nomination. Well, R&B, no. Girl, bye. But the Grammys, that's good for her. But even then, I feel like they milk a lot of these artists to be like, oh, watch the Grammys. Look, Doja's nominated for all this, or this artist is nominated for all that. Maybe that as well. But sometimes I'm like, okay, you guys are a bit pushing it, and it's not fair to, like, other people in that category sometimes. I'm like,
right.
You already know. But who knows? Maybe she'll take all of them home, or she might not come out with nothing because, you know, the Grammys really be scary.
It could be. You can lose nothing. You can win nothing at the Grammys, so we'll see.
Sweetie, you asked yourself best new artist. I even asked myself that. Like, I was like, best new artist? This girl has been around. And I feel like for these award shows, like the Grammys, I guess best new artist is like, oh, who's the most popular? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, who are we currently talking about right now? I feel like best new artist has changed in definition. It's not who is the new face of the game, because Sweetie has been here for like a minute. For me. And I feel like the only reason, I'm not saying Sweetie doesn't have talent. Maybe she has a little bit. I'll give you a little bit of credit. I'll be nice. But the reason why you have a career is because you're pretty and you're light skin. And that's a fact. I'm sorry. It's the truth. There's a lot of colorism in this industry. And there are so many talented artists who are not light-skinned and do not get the same recognition. Like,
okay. Thank you, Boo. We got to keep it moving. Thank you so much. We got to keep it moving. 7792, you're live on the air. We got to keep it moving. Thank you, baby. 7792.
Hi, Armand. I'm so excited to talk to you. I just started watching, and I love you. Love your vibe. Love your energy. You always serving.
Thank you.
But just to make it quick, I just want to say, Doja Cat, she's definitely not in the R&B lane. I feel like she's just one of those people who just flip and flop. Like, if you giving her a vibe, she's going to rock with you. You know, she's going to slide back over where she's really comfortable. Mm-hmm. But like the last people said, it's pretty much a lot of colorism. People are going to pick and choose who they feel are really, you know, popping. And, you know, like really who they feel is really, like, doing something, even though they're not. And it's really sad, mm-hmm. but a lot of people just got to push through the favoritism. But like you said all the time, it's not given. It's enough for me.
Okay. What did you think about Tasha K and Cardi B?
With that, Tasha K, she's reaching. She tries too hard. The fact that you went this far, girl, over an interview and you taking it this far, it's like, sis, like, you really pressed. Like, you be doing too much in your interviews anyway. I used to follow her, I'm not going to like, but I had to take back my subscribes because, sis, you just doing too much and you really giving us, you know, the color girls a bad look. Like, at the end of the day, have some dignity, have some, you know, some respect in what you do. Build actual rapport with people and stop trying to, like, knock people down to get your name out there, get this, like, oh, my God, did you see this video? It's like, it's not cute. Like, just have some respect for what you're doing, and you'll get further. You don't got to do all that.
I'll be honest with you. I feel bad for Tasha K. I really do. And the reason why I feel bad for Tasha K is because I know that she's kind of doing what she doesn't want to do, but I think this is the only thing in her life that worked. And because I feel like she would rather be like comedic and funny and do skits or maybe talk about natural and health foods, but no one cares about that, you know? And I think that she's gotten to a place there where she realizes that people are not really there for her entertaining personality, but they're there to see how nasty her news could be. And she wraps that up with a pretty production. But if you really dissect it, it's really just very low vibrational and salacious and just mean-spirited content. And it's unfortunate because you have to have a certain level of misery within you to be even comfortable doing that.
Exactly. And just like the whole situation with her and Storms is kind of topic, but I mean, off topic, but it just goes to the show. Like, if you're not following her role and staying under her little control, she'll do anything to overstep people and, you know, try to riddle you back in once she feels like, you know, she needs you again. And honestly, just like my mom used to say, some lessons you got to learn. And this one is a harsh one. It's a tough one. You know, I don't wish anything bad on people, but sometimes people really do have to learn the hard way.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wish her the best of luck. And in the famous words of Charlamagne, I wish her she finds the happiness that she's looking for, because I don't think that that woman is happy at all. You couldn't be happy every day when you have to wake up and literally try to expose someone. But maybe she is happy because that gives her validation when the internet is talking and it's like it's her story. I think she's gotten to a point where she doesn't even look at celebrities like they're people anymore. They're just a product. But then she feels some type of way when people treat her like a product instead of a person. So it's interesting. Thank you, caller.
It's really interesting.
We got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving. Sorry, babe. I got to keep it moving. Okay, because we are – oh, my God. We're almost on here for 2 hours. You know I don't like to do the 2 hour. All right, we're going to take one more. 0608, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't talked to you in a long, long time. All right. I wanted to say I do not believe what Will Smith said.
Okay.
I think that is a lie. And I also wanted to address the Tasha K and Cardi B.
Okay.
Situation. I can't believe you just said you feel sorry for her.
Well, I feel sorry for her personally because she's miserable internally. She's having an internal battle. I don't feel sorry for her within this case, but I feel sorry for her that she has to commit to now. Like, she almost has 1 million followers. She can never do what she really wants to do. She could never be like a comedian or do help. Like, she always has to do this. And I know that this can't be fun.
Right, but you know what? She did
that to herself. She's infamous for this.
She did that to herself. I do not feel sorry for her. She started out doing the comedic thing, you know, putting on little skits and things of that nature. And then she just got dark.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the darkness, you know, is what garnered all of the subscribers. And sort of like Wendy, you know, karma has its way of coming back around. So I really don't feel sorry for Tasha Kay.
Well, I'll tell you what's got her the subscribers. The thing that when she boasts and brags and talks about how people are jealous or people, it's not that. It's really not that people are jealous of her. People can get cameras and equipment. The thing that she has that other people don't is they have a conscience and they have a heart, and then they're not that miserable inside. She literally will go and put out like. So many, and not even just me, there's people with larger platforms that have heard that information about Wendy Williams and the dementia. She ain't the first one that heard that, but she's the one that's going to put something out like that. So this is why she has the followers that she has, because she'll go and put the nastiest, the darkest, she'll take those risks and put that stuff out on people. Everybody's not going to do that. So that it's not because she's just so talented and so much more entertaining than people. It's just she will put out that shocking stuff that most people would be like, I'm not going to do that. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I feel that she loves, like that shock value. You know, her integrity is gone.
Mm-hmm.
She's already admitted on her platform, like you said earlier, that she does make up stories.
Mm-hmm.
And people, how they feel, subscribe to that. And let's talk about the things that she does behind the scenes. Like King Payne, for example. You try to get this man's channel taken down. How is he a threat to you? You know what I'm saying? She does a lot of things behind the scenes to smaller content creators that are just foul. I have no sympathy for her. I hope that she loses this case. The way she has dragged this woman, all because
well, I heard that. I even heard that she told people that she would tell people, "Don't put my name, don't put his name and my name in the title together, because I'm up here and he's down there." No, girl, you can't take, girl. Don't mention him with me.
Girl, let me tell you something, Armand.
What's the tea?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When I first found your channel. Like, I fell in love with the authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have never put on for clicks and views. You've come on as Armand Wiggins. That's what you've given us from day one, and that's what you've continued to give us even as you've grown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have remained the same.
Yeah.
You have remained the same from beginning to now. That's why your platform is going to continue to grow while she's slowly crumbling. That karma has come back around, and she's slowly crumbling. And
well,
she's
I just
miserable
think,
because of I everything think, that she's put out coming back to her.
Yeah. Well, I just think you got to watch it because you have children, you have a husband. And I think we should leave it here with this. No one is above karma or reproach or reprimand or, you know, invincible. I think she has a little bit of what I call the baby syndrome, where you feel like you can't be touched. You can't be humble. You never will fall off. Like everything that goes up comes down. Everything that lives dies. So the moment you think that you can't get got, that's when you'll gag. So, but
yes, sir.
I'll be here to watch. I'll be here to watch the rest.
Me too. Me too. I'll be here to watch you report it.
Thank you, boo. Thank you. We got to keep it moving on. Okay, let's do this. Is going to be the last one. 8444, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand. I just want to say congratulations for
Thank
your
you.
E-Entertainment shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me get on Doja Cat. Now, if you're gonna be upset about Doja Cat having songs in different categories, then you have to be upset with Rihanna because she has songs in different categories as well. But they're songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I think
so
we had this conversation. You know that, I feel like I think Rihanna's pop. Isn't Rihanna pop? I would go pop for Rihanna.
No,
okay.
She is pop, but that song, Man Down, that song was a reggae song, and it was in the reggae category for the Grammys. So if you're going to be mad about Doja, you have to be mad at, and you have to be mad at Snoop. He came out with that gospel album, and he won for best gospel album of the year.
I see where you're going with this.
We know.
No.
Right. So to, okay. Okay, but to me, I think that's smart because they're songs. They're not the whole album. You see, in the pop category, she was nominated for the whole album, but the particular songs were in different categories. So I personally think that that's smart. You know, your whole album overall, if you have 10 songs that are – if you have 10 songs, one of them is a reggae song, one of them is, let's say, a rap song, and one is an R&B song, then those three songs can be in different categories, but your overall album could be in pop.
Okay.
Because it's the majority of the songs. I mean, even though you don't agree with me, but personally, I think that that's smart. And I think that you should be able to market yourself in different categories so that you can have a greater chance of winning. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Okay. And so let's move on to Tasha K. So the thing that we talked about on Station Head today, when we were talking about Tasha K and Cardi B, we have the tough thing that Cardi B has is that she's going to have to be able to prove that Tasha K was talking about a specific type of H, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be – that's what's going to be hard – for Cardi to prove, because just because you say, oh, well, she has H, then if she come back with any kind, because remember we talked about chicken pox, we talked about other kind of H.
Yeah, we talked about one and two. Yeah, there's
right,
H1
we're talking
and
about
H2.
One and two. Right. And then chicken pox is also a different, it's a type of H as well. So
oh, I didn't know that chicken pox was included in that.
Uh-huh. Well, chicken pox is a type of H. Just like C19 is a type of virus, and the flu is a type of virus. It's, they're still under a virus, so that's going to be the hard part to try to prove that she was talking about that particular, you know, the one that we're H2.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to have to prove that, and that's what's going to be the hardest part about Cardi B's case if anything comes back with H on her medical record, and that's where Tasha's probably going to have one up on Cardi. So I think it's going to be tough for her because what Cardi is going to have to prove is that basically she can read Tasha K's mind, saying she was talking about that one. Well, how do you know? Because we don't know which one she was talking about unless you're reading her mind.
Well, I think any version of it was disrespectful.
Oh, for sure. For sure, and I didn't like how she posted that picture of Cardi with that alleged cold sore on her channel. Mm-hmm. To me, I thought that was so distasteful. That was so, and I like Tasha K sometimes, but when she did that, to me, I just felt that that was so low down and dirty. I was like, well, why was that so necessary? And then she screenshotted and circled it, like where it was on her face.
And that be my problem with it. Like, my thing is, see, it's one thing to spill the tea, but it's another thing. Mm-hmm. Like, when I listen to Tasha, like, it's another thing when it feels like you're in a fight. Like, it feels like a battle. Like, I'm coming for you. Like, it doesn't feel like girl, everybody get comfortable and get your cocktails and get your food, girl, get your wine, girl, and I'm going to spill the tea. It feels like I'm going to take you down. It feels malicious. Like, it feels like she has a point to prove. And it's like, girl, why are you so upset?
Yeah, but who is she proving that point to? Exactly. But
yeah, like, why are you so mad? Why you just can't spill the tea?
She's proving that point.
Why is it so personal?
She's proving that point. Because it's personal to her. She's proven that point to her. You know how people lie and you look at them, you're like, I know you lying, but they lying so they can convince themselves, not you, mm-hmm. but themselves. That's what mm-hmm. she's doing. She wants to, she's coming in so malicious and so hard so that she could prove a point to herself, not to us. That's for her mm-hmm. own low self-esteem that she has. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I remember you pointed something out that was really good, and I didn't know about this, but you were saying that how she was, her upbringing, that her whole upbringing, you know, people was telling her she wasn't going to be nothing. And I think she said in one of her channels she had to repeat a grade like 3 times, you mm-hmm. know. And so she also talked about
she was severely depressed to a point where she didn't even wash her butt or her cooter cat, and she wouldn't even eat her food. So... And then, so you say all of that, coupled with the family issues and all this trauma that you have, and then you turn out to be internet bully that exploits and exposes people because nobody was watching your nutrition and health videos, or nobody cared about your skits. So you just said, you know what? I'm tired of people not caring about me. I'm tired of people not looking at me. I know how to make them care. I'm going to expose everybody. That's what happened.
Exactly.
Because she thinks when people are DMing her or following her like a Nicki Minaj, that she's that cool girl. So she thinks that was in high school because she's got these followers and she thinks people are following her. But the reality the situation is these celebrities and these people that follow her and these people that like her, they're scared of her. So they feel like, you know what? I don't want to deal with you. So I'd rather just get cool with you so I don't become a target. That's what that is. It's not because they really fool her.
That could be it. And like the saying, go, people are laughing at you, not with you. You know, mm-hmm. so people are laughing at her. People are laughing at her, and they want to see Cardi take her down. Now, I believe that Cardi should win the case, but it's just going to be tough for Cardi to prove that she was talking about that specific type of H, and that's just going to be hard for her to prove. But I do want Tasha K to be knocked down a couple of notches to understand that, you know, she has to have some respect. And it is sad to know that she is the only one who put that out about Wendy when everybody else was like, I'm not going to touch this. Because there's also, she's not the only blogger on YouTube. Other people get information. Just like you said, you got the information too, but you decided to have integrity. And that's what she's missing, a lot of integrity.
But on the flip side, somebody's got to do that job. And she just assumed the position. If she wouldn't have did it, somebody else would have.
Okay, but is it worth it?
That's the question.
So that's what you right. So that's what you have to ask yourself. Yeah, people will do it all day, every day. I have a regular job, and people will stab you in the back. But is it worth it? See, that's what you have to realize. And that karma. And like you said, she has more to live for. She has children. So, you know, is it worth it to put out that information? Now, I have had. In her defense, I have heard her say that she stays away from death and she stays away from talking about children. So she does mm-hmm. have some type of discretion about herself, but maybe, you know, sick people or people dealing with ailments, maybe that's not really, you know, maybe she will put that
but
out.
But she also said that Cardi B gave her children the H. So that was a lie there. Yeah, she did. That's why. That's
okay,
part of the lawsuit.
So
she said that. She said that culture has it too. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. See, I didn't know that, and that's pretty low. But I'm gonna. I know you're trying to. But we could go all day talking about this.
Yeah, we will.
I wanna
so listen,
talk about
I gotta let
Will
you go.
Real quick.
Okay, talk about Will Smith. Come on.
Okay, I just want to say that Will Smith is just like regular rich people who get bored with their money and they want to explore and have different sex escapades. That's all I want to say. I love you, Armand. Thank you for taking my call, and congratulations again, okay? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Will. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, we're going to wrap up right there. Thank you.